Braun Strowman best be watching his back. Gonna put the boots to his big ass. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode 3, part 2 of Designated Report Wrestling Podcast. We're here for a Backlash Edition. I'm here with the Horseman, Frankie, Corey. What's going on, fellas?
Chilling, baby, chilling.
Backlash episode.
Not much.
Oh,
Backlash
man.
Pay-per-view. Oh, Jesus. Boy. You know what? I know this wasn't the first match, but I'm going to go right into it because I am highly upset. I'm very pissed off. Like, what are you doing with the Street Profits and Viking Raiders? Like, I understand. You tease us with a tag team match, and then you give us some cinema movie. Like, it was
hours
absolute,
before.
It was horrible.
Hours
it was
before
stupid.
Backlash goes on, they tweet that they're going to have a tag team match for the Raw championship, and we get this.
And then you give us that nonsense. It was retarded. It was dumb.
That was probably the one of the worst things I ever seen in my life. That's when I was going to turn it off.
I was about to
like,
turn it off. They're
ruining their
you
characters.
You think that was Shaq?
I thought it was Shaq.
I thought it was Shaq.
I was going to text you. I was like, is that Shaq?
Nah, there's a...
That looked just like
this,
Shaq.
There's a guy in NXT brought on. He's pretty big.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Pretty tall, yeah. I thought it was Shaq too, because when I saw it first, I was
is
like,
that Shaq,
Shaq, bro.
He's about to freaking start dancing.
Bro, why is Tozawa in this?
It's random.
And then they join forces on some Power Ranger,
the Viking
thing, and then
did you see when he pulled a Thor?
Stupid.
Yeah, he pulled
and grabbed the chicken.
Yes.
The chicken leg.
The chicken?
I feel so bad for the guy that had to freaking move those trees to make that look real.
Oh, my God. And then you throw him in the damn bin and you got some foam octopus. Like, come on, guys. Come on. I know we're in the PG era, but geez, Louise. Like,
that was an official burying. They buried them. That's it. They're done.
We're going to get something
like
tomorrow.
The belts are done.
That tag team, the belts are done. Like, you're destroying everything.
When
was
the last time they defended those belts?
Wow.
They haven't.
Oh, yeah,
I was there when they won it. At Barclays, when they won the belt.
Wow. War Raiders were a dominant tag team in NXT. Street Profit was really good in NXT as well.
Agreed.
And they come up and they are
just
like...
Street Profits were pretty good in the beginning too.
In the beginning, they were pretty good.
They were loading them up. And now, like you said, they just buried them.
Buried them, man. It's
horrible.
It's over.
Jokes.
I cannot take them seriously anymore. And they're good.
And it's crazy because we're going to get another thing tomorrow on Raw with them too.
So what, they're going to hold this out to SummerSlam?
A match.
Yeah. Just send them to defend that title. Like, I mean, it's clear as day they can wrestle because they wrestle MVP and Bobby Lashley. So, like, I mean, they can wrestle. So
essentially, the belts mean nothing at this point. It's nothing.
Yeah, I wanted maybe something with the whole COVID thing. That's why Street Profits hasn't been there. So I don't know, man.
They need to dish those both or just merge them both because, like, and merge the tag team division because this
it's
is terrible.
It's already bad.
It's bad.
It's
why the revival left.
Man. But then, you know, moving on from my rant, pre-show we had Andrade versus Apollo Crews, which probably shouldn't
have
been on pre-show. You should have put that Street Profit.
And I'm upset that I missed that match. I didn't know. I didn't know that was going to be on the pre-show.
That was our pre-show match, which is pretty good. And then, of course, you know, we get Garza interfering. Owens comes out, gives him a stunner. And Apollo Crews takes the win.
Man.
Which is, It was a copy paste pretty much. It was a good match though.
They're setting that up for a tag team match tomorrow.
But it's the same.
I'm assuming. Yeah.
Kevin Owens, Apollo Crews, Andrade Garza. We'll be talking about that on Saturday. And then moving on from that, we get Banks and Bailey versus the Idiotconics and Bliss and Cross. Why do
they call them Idiotconics? They're the Idiotconics.
Why is that?
They're the
bro. Did you see that match? They're like blooper century.
Yes. Who? The Idiotconics?
Let me figure out which one. I think it's Peyton Royce. No, yeah, Peyton Royce, the one with the blonde hair.
Yeah,
Peyton Royce, the blonde hair, right? She's great. Yeah, she's good.
No, she's not. You didn't see that springboard she botched when she jumped off the ring and everybody like fell. Oh no, you talking about
the dive she did, the cross body dive?
Yeah.
First off, they all botched something. Each one of them botched.
But it's crazy because this number, you got to remember, this is taped. So they could have went back and redid
it. Was this one taped? Was this one taped? Or the Orton one was taped? This was taped?
The whole pay-per-view was taped. So you could go back and fix it.
That's not
this
good.
You got to remember that, Corey. So the Idiotconics they're not great. I'm sorry. Can you say Idiotconics one time?
Why would you have all three of them in the ring?
They need to go. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought it would have been the two and then.
Well, it's a triple threat.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was like if you have a tag team tornado match, it's more of like
the two and two. Two people
in the ring. That's made of the cluster. I told you, Bayley and Sasha was going to win.
It was all over the place. And, you know, Alexa Bliss stood out this match. She did her thing. She was kind of all over the place. But other than that, like,
Next.
Then we get Jeff Hardy and Sheamus. It had potential to be a good match, Jeff Hardy and Sheamus. It was just missing something for me. I don't know.
They didn't look like they were connecting.
I think like they're trying to do it.
It looked slow. Looked like a little. It was like
it looked very slow
going on.
I thought Jeff was going to win.
I told you Shane was going to win.
I thought he was going to win, too.
Jeff Dirty.
God, you said Jeff Hardy. I just listened to the podcast, too. You said Jeff Hardy yesterday.
You can look that up. Look that up.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Look that one up. I said Shane was going to win. Why would Jeff win?
I can't look that up on Google, so just so you know.
I don't know why Shane, they're building that for like a rubber match, so...
What they gonna drag that out?
They'll finish that at what's the next pay per view? Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules.
They'll finish that at
Extreme Rules. They'll
finish that.
They better finish that. What are they gonna have? Drug test on a pole match or something? I don't know. Like some stupidness. I guarantee you, it's gonna be something on a pole match though.
No,
guarantee you. At Extreme Rules, Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus. Something on a pole. Watch, bro. Guarantee. What else is gonna be? Unless it's a TLC match, but they have nothing.
Maybe it's a table match.
Chairs match.
Just a plain Extreme Rules match.
Tables match. Maybe, but it's gonna be something on a pole match.
Great booking, man. great booking.
Something on a pole match. Watch. Then we go on to Asuka and Nia Jax.
Yo, when was the last time we got?
What a waste! This probably could have been pre-show
match. I mean, well, a countout match. Like what?
That's just. I was like, all right, they're gonna get back in the ring by 8, and I'm like, are you serious? Like a countout? Why do they do countouts on pay-per-views? Like I mean, it's a pay-per-view.
It's like a regular pay-per-view.
It's still a pay-per-view.
But you understand, like, people pay for this.
That's true.
People pay for this, like...
I can tell you what's going to happen now.
I can imagine...
Who? Triple threat. Charlotte's going to be in there. Triple threat, because Charlotte beat Asuka.
And Nia. Because Nia didn't... It was not a fair match, if you think about it.
Yeah, they're going to have...
Nobody lost. Nobody really lost.
Three of them, and then they're going to fight at Extreme Rules, and Charlotte is going to pin... Nia Jax, it'll be Asuka versus Charlotte at SummerSlam.
guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, don't say that you guy, don't say that you mentioned it. Say that I mentioned it. Don't
this guy's taking it. Bruce's job. You taking Bruce's job?
Taking
already.
Bruce's job, man. They need to call me. That's why the pay per view lacked. Yeah, Charlotte right. wasn't on it.
I don't think Charlotte would have made a difference.
You were the one that planned that whole. You would have planned. You would have planned that whole dumpster theme thing. Oh my with god! Little octopus.
I would have lost my job, man. I would have lost my job right then and there.
Oh god, that was. From here we go on to Braun Strowman versus The Miz and John Morrison.
Ho.
Man, I say it again. I said it. Ho. That was the best. That was the second best thing of the pay-per-view. That music video, I was cracking.
That music video was horrible.
It was funny.
Horrible.
Yeah, no, it was funny. It was horrible, but
it wasn't
funny.
Like the one where they did against New Day. That was better.
Cracking up.
This one was.
Nah, I didn't like that one. That one was okay. This one was it was funny, bro. It was funny because they were like Morrison was actually singing like he thought he could sing.
Morrison's a star, man.
In fact, they got auto-tune.
He really. Yeah, they got auto-tune. Like, yeah,
they are so.
That right there was the second best thing of the night, but. I say it again over and over. Morrison is too athletic to be paired with The Miz.
I thought that was a singles run. One. They said that, you know, whoever wins.
It's coming.
Whoever wins.
But you saw how Miz pulled him off. I think it's coming.
Yeah, Miz pulled him off from Braun. So it's they're setting up something. But I don't want to see Morrison versus The Miz. Come on. For whoever can determine their star
status. I mean, this guy
should
be fighting for, like, the championship belt at this point. This guy's a star.
Yeah, something. Like, Morrison is a legit star. All around, too. He's, like, all around. Legit, all around. I do think he needs to lose that Hollywood.
Where does he go to, though? Yeah, where does he go, like, from there?
I mean,
bring
I
back
know.
Melina. Bring back Melina.
It needs to be something. No, I just think that if you being that he came back, like yes, that was his gimmick.
That's always
been
his gimmick.
Past.
Even in Lucha Underground.
In the past, you know, he was. Yeah, it was, but it was in Lucha Underground. He was a little more serious.
I think because he's with The Miz, they make it more comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then he needs to.
Well, they might have, since it's the whole Hollywood, you know, WrestleMania is going to be at Hollywood this year. So you might get The Miz, being that he's a TV star, and then Hollywood Morrison at Hollywood.
Wait, that's next year, right?
Yeah, 37.
No.
They better not drag that out for that long.
I guess.
They better not.
You know they think into the future.
No, they don't. They would have never done this octopus thing.
Oh, God.
My wife walked in on me.
So
on
what do you think? What
that chicken thing, by the way, she's like,
oh yeah. So my like, she worked in
just,
too.
Did he just grab
she's
a
like,
chicken?
What is like? Going on here?
And we get laughed at for watching, man.
Right, we get laughed at. They'd be like, is this what you watch? Is this what you watch?
This is what I'm watching. Thor. We're watching Thor 2.0.
Like. I still don't believe that. Like,
yeah.
I don't believe
a whole episode on that freaking that match. Not even a match, whatever that was.
Just about
that
whole
was.
Like. Oh man!
What do you think next? What's next for Braun?
Now killing that, me, killing.
Hopefully, this story is over with him and Miz and Morrison.
I don't know. What is next for Braun? Like, it's.
Well, we have TLC.
What are you doing?
Well, remember his car just got messed up.
Well, you got Extreme Rules.
We'll see something on Friday with that.
No, but they're on Raw though.
Oh yes, that is true.
But the thing, I don't know, man. I don't want to see him on a 2-on-1. Like, does Bray come back?
Bray's not coming back till fans.
Bray's
got to
come back.
He just had a kid. Him and Roman gonna come back the same time.
I mean, I wouldn't have. Bray, see the whole Fiend thing would not look good in that performance center.
So
it would look corny.
No, but who's next in line for the Universal title on SmackDown? Like,
Oh man.
Can't be Daniel. I mean,
you would think maybe AJ. No,
yeah, so.
But he's got the IC belt. Yeah, the now, what belt? So who is really next in line?
Oh.
In the kind of the belt.
Oh, gotcha.
The belt you love.
So he gave that one up. All right. I don't know.
What are
you saying?
Who's next for the Intercontinental belt? Universal.
No, who's next for like in line for bronze? Yeah, for bronze belt.
I can know, bro. They might do something with Matt Riddle right away.
Nah. No way. No way.
With Braun Strowman?
Now who?
I thought when AJ came out and did his interview. And he said, I thought he was going to say he's going to have like an open challenge. Not I really. Figured. I was like, oh, Matt Riddle's probably going to come out then. So,
we'll you see. Know what I think? I think they're going to run this again.
But,
a rematch? 2-on-1?
Yeah. They're going to run it one more time. Then the Fiend comes back.
With somebody winning?
With Braun. With Braun winning. Oh, Braun's going to win. Yeah, Braun's going to win again.
Or just have him do regular matches and have Otis as cash in.
I feel like,
but who, like, who's, I mean, we need somebody next in line. Like, who is right next now, in line Daniel. To fight Braun?
No, but Daniel lost to AJ. So
there's nobody else but Daniel. It would have been Daniel or AJ.
I'm really trying to think. Nah. Maybe Sheamus?
Sheamus? Get the Jeff Hardy.
Well, no, he's got that Jeff Hardy thing.
It should have been Daniel or AJ. That's it.
The only person I can see.
I really don't know.
Maybe
who the hell
AJ.
Would step up and snack then?
Yeah, but he's done. He's done for a long time.
Yeah, they're not even promoting him no more.
He is done.
He's done till the crowd comes back.
Yeah, I don't know. They just need to move Austin Theory to SmackDown so he can win that.
I'm sorry, but what did you just say? They need to.
Austin Theory needs to go to SmackDown. And that way he can.
Why are you repeating that?
We can. When you win the Universal title.
We need to end this.
Yeah.
We need to end this part.
Austin this Theory, crazy. Bro. He's not going nowhere no time soon.
This is crazy.
Just remember, next year,
God.
Around this time,
he'll
when
be
the man is a star,
he'll be back
I'm going to come
NXT.
Back to this episode. I'm going to come back to this episode.
He'll be back
just
on
so
NXT.
You can hear what Frankie said,
yeah,
and then
right
you can
back,
hear what Corey
right
said.
Back on NXT, man.
We're going to see.
Yeah. He'll be on the independent circuit.
We're going to see. But then, yeah, we'll see. We're going to see. We then go on to, Corey actually called this match. This is the only thing that
he got right.
He's actually done correct. Let's call this match. Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley. This is like,
yeah.
He called it to the T. He called it.
That's who
Not
I am.
Really.
It was a good match.
I thought this was actually
the second best match.
It was a good match.
Yeah. It was all right.
This was a good match.
I almost fell asleep.
It was good. Bobby Lashley was just washing him though, but
why would you
it was a good match.
Finish? That was such. I told you
yeah.
It was such a
well,
predictable
I mean, yeah.
finish, and that was a waste. Well, they gotta run that again.
You knew it was coming.
Again,
they gotta run it.
Well, they're gonna do it at SummerSlam. They're gonna drag it. They're going to do the whole thing with him and Lana breaking up now. Tomorrow they're going to have a little argument. He wants a divorce. They're going to make it cheesy.
They're going to have a divorce segment on Raw. Jesus
Christ. Who knows? Who knows? She's probably going to join McIntyre.
No. I does not need nobody.
No.
No. They said we're getting another two more matches with Drew and Bobby at SummerSlam and Extreme Rules?
Yeah. That's not done yet. That's far from done. It'll maybe.
And then what's next for Drew? If he's
maybe.
Still champ. Who's Ooh. Next in line for that?
Probably Rollins.
Nah.
Again,
exactly. He had his run.
He beat Rollins recently.
Well, it's Brock comes back, but I don't see Brock doing this without a crowd.
Kevin Owens?
He's
a freaking...
He's losing to everybody.
Yeah, he's busy fighting. He's busy fighting cruiserweights. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Nobody's standing up to me.
Burying
there's
so
no...
many people that we can't even remember anybody because everybody's whack at this point.
Everybody's whack.
They're burying everybody.
Yeah, there's no like, when you look at it, there's no face of, like, there's no John Cena. Like, you know how John Cena was the face? Well, maybe that's supposed to be Roman Reigns, but he's not here no more. But still, there's no, like, never... Cena.
I'm not sure, like, if we ever talk about this. I don't think like a... WWE will ever do that again. Like, I think John Cena, they'll never they'll never build somebody that high.
Well, Roman was.
Nah, but
I think
I just don't think they'll build somebody that high where you're gonna come watch a wrestling match for him.
Like, or you gotta, it's gonna you be gotta, cool.
You gotta come in and like watch it for WWE. They're not building anybody that tall anymore. I don't see it.
It can be Cole. If I see a big name, it's gonna be Cole. Because Cole has main events WrestleMania for the next couple years. When he
I mean, they can.
But you're right. What Corey said is right.
Like, no,
they're drawing people to WWE. They're not drawing people to just one person.
Like, even at the top dogs now, like McIntyre, you don't see him as like a face of WWE for the long run. Braun Strowman.
I used to like Braun. Now it's just like, you know? He doesn't even seem like scary or strong or
they ruin whatever it is. His best moment was when he was fighting like Roman Reigns and like I like the Bobby Lashley stuff. Then they just ruin him
there on.
I think Adam Cole is good, but he's just too small.
That's the thing. They're gonna drag out his size. Like, you get an Adam Cole versus, well, him versus Drew McIntyre would be pretty good. That would be good.
But
I think that would be good.
He's smaller than Chad Gable.
Chad Gable just stocky. He's real stocky.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, but Adam Cole can keep up with. Well, it has to be big guys that are like athletic.
I mean, Adam Cole has it all.
If they're stiff, if it's a stiff, like if you pair him with Braun Strowman, like you put them Braun in a match, like it's going to be bad because Braun can't move like that and he's just going to throw him around. But if you put him Andrade in the ring, like maybe like a McIntyre,
KO,
or maybe Andrade, or
the old NXT, you're saying old KO, NXT basically.
Yeah, old NXT. Pretty much. I can see that.
Pretty much. He would.
Which we're gonna get eventually. We're all gonna have all old NXT people on the main roster. So
they just know what there's big rumors on him.
Yeah.
Next year leaving. Ooh. Adam Cole.
Yep. Ooh. Cole.
Well, his contract's up in SummerSlam, I think.
They were saying he already resigned.
You sure he resigned?
Unless you got some new stuff.
Yeah, I was reading it.
I didn't hear any news.
I was reading that he already had signed.
Where'd you hear that from? What news?
I was on Bleacher Report.
Where you get your news from?
Corey? I didn't get it from Dave.
I get it from Dave Meltzer.
Oh God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you say? He's leaving at AEW.
Sure.
He might, his girl's there.
Why not his girl's there? Yeah, I said that. I believe that, but...
Why would she go to WWE? Why?
She could end up coming to WWE. Because he's here. He's not leaving.
Yeah, WWE was smart. You give that man whatever he asked for. But
bro, these people are wrestling like once a week for top dollar. Why would you not want to do that?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
It is true.
Nah. Top dollar for once a week? I'm doing that.
Cause they're not like WWE, right? When they had like live events,
like touring like five days a week.
Yeah, they don't have that, right? AEW.
Nah.
Yeah. Even when they had the crowd, they never had that, right? Cause it's still new.
Nope. Yeah. They're not gonna do it.
I'll take that. I'm not gonna lie. I only got to wrestle Wednesdays, and I got every other week to just train and relax.
You're a smart dude, Frank. Unlike everyone.
They got dark matches.
Tape those like before. Like either before or after the
they don't take the freaking awareness on their body like WWE does.
Yeah, it's hard.
Well, yeah, they're not big.
They're not as big as a company yet. Once they grow, well, then again, WCW wasn't like that.
WCW
either.
Had like two shows a week.
They didn't do like live. Yeah, they did Like Tuesday, what was Monday and Thursday.
Do you know the names?
And they
Just checking.
Yeah, Nitro and Thunder.
Just check.
Come on, guy.
Just checking.
Talking about WCW, before we move on, you think AEW is going to stay for a while, or are they the next WCW to leave?
I mean, they got an extension on their contract to at least, 2024, 23? So they're going to be here for a while.
You think?
Somebody else will buy them out eventually, though.
Who's going to buy them out?
I don't know.
Somebody. Tony Khan has money, man. Who's going to? I don't think so. Maybe, well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Would be interesting.
But back to Backlash, we go to our main event, which was interesting. Edge and Randy Orton for the This Is the Greatest Show.
Was really interesting. Wasn't the greatest match ever. They showed up. They did what they had to do. It could have been the greatest match.
It was good. It was a really good match. I don't think it was the greatest match. I don't think it was better than Taker, Shawn Michaels, Savage, Steamboat. It wasn't like
you
up
put
there.
This at Mania
it was a good match
with a crowd.
But
then, because it sounded real when they had the fake audio.
I didn't like that.
Okay. I like the camera angles, but they didn't go too crazy on it.
The GoPros on the turnbuckles?
No.
The wrestling was good.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like...
I like how...
There are two problems. Like, but what was the last time they fought each other? What?
Mania.
What was it Mania? They went for, 46 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really? And this one was, another 46 minutes?
I think it started at 9:10 to 10.
9:10 to 10. I mean,
time 10.
Bro, this is if they would have had like a good 30 to 35 minute match.
Oh, give me 20. Great. 20 great wrestling though.
It would have been great. But this was just dragged out. But I don't want to nitpick it though. But it was still good.
I like how they were taking some of the old moves. We had Edge doing the rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I forgot what Orton.
Oh yeah.
Orton did the pedigree.
Yeah,
the pedigree.
Looked good,
that
too.
That was pretty cool.
Better than Triple H's.
I was trying to find, at the point where, because we all know now that Edge is
That's
out.
That's another thing. Yo, he was taking a lot of shots.
He was taking a lot of shots
to his neck.
I was trying to find out where his tricep was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was probably another neck.
Mm-hmm. It was his tricep.
He was taking some shots to the neck.
Because, he wasn't favoring it at all. Like, you didn't see his arm hanging or anything. Like,
and I was trying to figure it out. Remember the unprettier he did? It could have been that. Or it could have been when he was, struggling with Randy Orton trying to do a backslide. Those are the two points where I said to myself, all right, that's where you... But you never... Listen, man. You never know with WWE. With Drake Maverick, I thought this dude was actually fired. Who knows if he was actually fired? You don't know.
You're right. He might be taking an injury.
I feel like they put it.
Well,
you never know,
not.
Man.
Yeah.
He might say, my triceps hurt. Because remember, he doesn't have that many dates that he's going to wrestle.
How long is his contract?
Yeah,
is it a year?
He got a 3-year deal, man. But he's gonna wrestle maybe five times a year. He's not.
Well, if it is true, I mean, he's not gonna be at SummerSlam, and it's pretty much the end of the feud.
Because they said it's 4 to 6 months.
Because I'm sure
recovery.
Yeah.
So we might get him at Mania.
Because I'm sure we would have got one more.
Oh, Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules.
Didn't Dean Ambrose had the same injury, right? Triceps?
I think so.
Came back brawling?
Yeah, I think so.
We might get him at some. We'll get him
at He did have the same one.
A rematch.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's next year. But like he'll be back after, I guess, after SummerSlam.
Yeah, he'll pop up at Raw
late October.
I bet you. I mean, I liked the match. I'm not gonna lie, I liked it. It was interesting. He should actually have the belt. I like to see him with the belt. Really good. Edge? Yeah. No way. Nah, I would like to see.
I would like to see it too.
Him versus Drew. The audience,
why, like, why? What does he need? I think it for? That, he doesn't need it.
I think eventually
he doesn't, but
he has nothing to prove.
You know, I like Drew, but I'm not feeling him right now. It's tough for me to say. Yeah, that, I'm not feeling like Drew him. Either. He's coming off as like too cocky to me.
And he doesn't. I don't like the baby face. I like him heel.
I like him heel, man.
Yeah, yeah. I like him heel.
He just has that mean face and everything going on.
He was great as a heel. Now I'm like, eh.
Yeah, now go back to heel. He was pretty much heel the whole time he's been in the damn thing.
I'll put him back in SmackDown.
Was he on SmackDown before? Oh, yeah, yeah. with Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Dolph. Roman.
Yeah.
He might be the guy to get the next title shot. No, yeah. No. I hope not. Dolph Ziggler.
Don't say that. Don't say it.
Oh, boy.
He had his chance with Kofi.
No, they're going to do. I know what they're going to do. I already know what they're going to do. Cesaro and Nakamura versus Braun. Oh, there you go.
Cesaro.
I would take Cesaro like versus doing Braun. Two on the
no, but Cesaro and Nakamura has to get the tag team belts.
Yeah, they.
We don't even know if they're a real tag team. If we get them again this Friday, they're a tag team.
They are.
I think they win those belts and have Big E start to do his own thing now at this point.
They're not splitting up the New Day. They can't.
You don't have to split them up, but like at least give them like singles pushes, man. Because I'm just tired of New Day, man.
That's basically splitting them up. They haven't had that in how long? Since Kofi, that was really it. Since, you know,
Can you be a faction? Well, but like, have like single.
They
runs?
Had.
AMC.
Yeah. Nation of Domination was like that. No, Farouk had a single run. You had the two tag team people, so. And then Rock and Farouk, the dance singles.
I'm tired of them, like, they dancing. They team up every now and then. Like, they're tired of the outfits.
You just want them to turn Nation Domination.
That's 2. What they were supposed to be. That's what it was supposed to be.
Just say it.
I would like to see a split up in a, you know, Big E turn on
PG
Kobe,
version.
But that's not going to happen.
I think so, man. Not happening. At some point, you've got to do it.
We need Xavier back for that.
They said it
on a podcast or on a show or an interview. Big E planned it out. He was like, "Oh, you're gonna have me turn on Kofi, and then I'll be the guy getting booed." Like he called it. He's like, "It can't happen."
He was already a bad guy when he came in.
And then he
was a bad guy when he first came in.
Yeah, he was.
Put the IC belt back on him. No, he was IC champ.
Oh my god!
Don't talk about IC champ.
You do know he was the second. You know he was the second NXT champ, right? Oh, look, Carl, you didn't know that, huh?
Big E was the second. What was his name?
Yeah.
Big E Langston. Exactly, it was Big E Langston. Who's the first? Who's the first champ?
Come on, man. Rollins.
All right, it's testing you.
All right, Google,
first
man.
Off, number one. Number one. That's, what was it called? F what? F is it? What was the first original? F what? FCW. So
FCW?
You had them, then it came NXT. I'm not going to watch NXT in the beginning because it was like indies. I'm not watching that. When it grew, then I watched it. I didn't miss nothing.
Great matches.
I didn't miss anything.
Ratings for Backlash.
Oh,
a one.
A one?
Yeah.
A one.
What was
really
good about it? Besides Randy Orton, Randy Orton and Edge gave me the one.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm sorry you like Street Profits and Viking Raiders.
A one. So that match alone was a one.
What are you giving it?
You just said, I'm giving it a 5.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give it a 5, too.
I'm out of here.
A one is tough.
This
man.
Guy, what? Court.
Yeah, that
was
one.
You guys watched.
A one?
A one. A 5.
A one?
One match gave you a five.
This man just said he went. Yeah, we went through all the matches, and each match he said it was okay. It was decent.
What?
It was decent.
I saw if you had
and now
you had like Edge and Randy Orton was a good match, right? That was a great match.
It was, but that's the reason why it gave me a one. Like Charlotte's the reason Raw gave him a one.
But Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre wasn't a good match.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley.
You didn't like that.
And you called it for me.
You don't have to like it, but the match was decent.
Oh my god.
I don't know what he was watching.
A five. So this was basically up there with In Your House.
Oh, one.
Because you gave In Your House a seven.
It's not up there. In Your House is in the lead. It's way, it was better.
Yeah, it's a one. A one is tough.
Right, go ahead.
A one.
It's good.
I keep it real.
That's very tough.
I'm sorry.
At least you keep it real. Not like Edwin. Edwin does never keep it real.
No, I don't need the job at WWE. I don't need them to back me up. This guy Booby wants a job at WWE. Nah. Bro.
He does want a job at WWE.
This guy wants to take Bruce's job.
Nope. that'd be easy. That'd be easy. Very easy. Well, at this point,
I know
the stuff they're doing. But that pretty much wraps up Backlash. Stay tuned for our next episode next week for Monday Night Raw, NXT, AEW, SmackDown. We get a bye week on pay-per-view. So we'll just have a weekly review. Matt Riddle's on Friday, baby.
Let's go. Hopefully. The original bros
on. Let's see if hopefully we get a good week of wrestling. But if not, we'll be here with our views. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Designated Report. And we will see you next week.
Later.
Widow spent a whole damn year wearing a sheep mask. We're fixing to whoop his ass live on BBB. Gonna kick his kidney so much that he pees. Send him a tweet and let him know.